The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Valentin Schmidt. Valentin, as you all know, is a regular guest on the show. He is the business editor of a paper that I just renewed my subscription to. It's called the Epoch Times. If you want to get any information on the Epoch Times, simply go to our favorite sites section, and we provide a banner there. Valentin, we were talking off mic, and you were talking earlier with Corey about the sanctions that have been laid upon Russia, and how people are under the misimpression that these sanctions are only affecting Russia. You're saying that they're affecting a much greater area. Can you chat about that a little bit?
Yeah, first of all, Al, thank you so much for the sales pitch. I appreciate it. and it's always a pleasure to be on your program. So yeah, this whole Russia-West Putin story, I mean, I just wrote an article on it this week, and I found it absolutely fascinating. I checked out a World Trade Organization document from 2007, where they analyzed basically the period leading up to World War One. And I'm going to quote here verbatim from the report, where it says, strong animosity prevailed in France toward Germany due to the loss of territory Alsace-Lorraine following the war of 1870-71. In the two decades prior to World War One, a number of tariff wars broke out, usually provoked by the establishment of a new, more protectionist tariff or in the course of renegotiation of bilateral treaties. After the expiry of a treaty, tariffs were often raised temporarily as a means of improving negotiating leverage. So does that sound at all familiar to what is happening now? We've got the loss of territory where the West is extremely upset about, which is Crimea and also eastern Ukraine. And as of this moment, nobody really wants to go to war. So what we have is a trade war, and we have it in an escalating fashion where the West bans whatever, some Russian financial transactions or traveling restrictions, and now Putin decided to up the notch a bit and slap basically 100% tariff on food imports from the West. And now if I read the German papers, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and Die Welt, they're very funny because they said Russians will lose $43 billion in food imports from the West. Well, yes, that's true, and they can't eat that, and they have to get it from somewhere else. But on the other hand, I mean, where are the sellers? Where are they going to sell to? They have to sell to somewhere else. It's also not that easy. And I was really disappointed by the one-sidedness of this whole reporting, where they basically make it seem, only Russia is going to lose. And of course they're going to lose. So what's going to happen in Russia? So you're getting all the stuff from Europe, you're getting all the milk from Finland, all the fruit from, apples from Poland, whatever, and all the supply chains, you know, they're well oiled, they've been doing that for years, so that's the most efficient solution, clearly. So now you stop that, so what has to happen is you have to, first of all, find new sellers. Yeah, you can find them certainly in Turkey, Brazil, South Africa, China, wherever, but you have to basically recreate the whole supply chain. And of course, the person sitting in his on his couch in his living room thinks that that's easy to do, but actually it's not easy to do. It takes a lot of negotiation. In some cases, infrastructure has to build up again. So it's basically the least efficient solution, so it costs more. So no matter how you slice it and dice it, the Russian consumer will have less selection, and they will have to pay more for their products, which is a loss for the Russian consumer. So Putin has to take responsibility for that. But on the other hand, the same goes for the apple seller in Poland or the Baltic states. They are even more exposed relative to their total exports of agricultural products. So where do they sell to now? Honestly, I don't know. I don't think they can sell to anywhere. The only option you have in the European Union is increase the stupid agricultural fund, where they buy up excess produce at above market prices and then destroy it. So you could do that, but that ultimately hurts the taxpayer in the European Union. So Finland's largest dairy producer apparently already announced that they put 800 people on temporary leave because they're not selling to Russia anymore. So this is just an example. So whereas in Russia, the consumer might have a few less apples to eat, or if you can only choose between Pink Lady and Brabourne apples, in Finland, people are already being laid off. So what is worse, right? And then the Financial Times, they talk about oil. So they say, yeah, if Western companies, they don't export, I think that was those were the Western sanctions, they don't export oil equipment anymore to Russia, then Russia cannot explore their oil reserves. Well, yes, that's true. And Russia, the weakness that Russia has is a chronically innovation-resistant country, so they just don't have the technology to extract some of their resources. But again, it's very multifaceted here. So first of all, Western companies also lose, because Western companies, they want to explore in Russia. It's cheap oil they can get. They have been working together with Russian state-owned companies more or less successfully. Of course, there were always flub-ups, like with the BP joint venture. But all in all, ExxonMobil has a big joint venture, and that was obviously exempted from the sanctions, so they can keep on exploring in the Arctic. But let's just carry on that train of thought. So all services equipment makers like the Netherlands, Fugro, for example, or Smiths, they are actually very innovative, but they need revenue to keep on innovating. If you prohibit them from selling stuff to Russia, they might have to cut their R&D expense, actually hurting innovation. And again, layoffs are also always on the cards. And that equipment also you can't sell anywhere else, basically. I mean, that market is so condensed and consolidated that you have a couple of venues where you can sell. And if you can't, then you're out of luck. And the same goes, in a way, for military sanctions, where you had the story of the French ship, the Mistral ship, where they are already building the ship, and I'm sure they have tons of R&D expense to write off. And if you cancel two orders worth $1 billion, then that definitely hurts the seller more than it does hurt the buyer. And then, again, looking at the consumption side, so you export less technology to Russia, ultimately you're going to dig up less oil. Well, guess what? That's going to drive up the oil price on the margin. And who's going to suffer from that? It's the world consumer. So I have the philosophy to always try to view things from both sides, and apparently the Financial Times and the most of the German papers, they don't have this philosophy. I mean, yeah, Russia will lose, but so will the West, and ultimately in trade wars, everybody loses. And the problem is that, like the World War One example, it might actually lead to a real war, which is even a greater risk.
Valentin, I think the real thing that sticks with me in what you just said, first of all, it was a great kind of coverage of what's going on out there, but in trade wars, everybody loses. And trade wars, a lot of the time, can lead to a lot more pain and suffering for citizens than people really realize, because when items start costing more because there are sanctions and there are taxes, that ends up hurting the average citizen, and if the farmer can't export their goods, then that ends up hurting them. I kind of understand why the U.S. and Russia are going through these issues. I don't necessarily agree with them at all, but I do understand that these countries are both trying to play a power hand, and the people that lose are the average citizens, which is unfortunate because this could lead to a lot more. I really thought that this Russia-Crimea issue would die down a bit quicker than it has, and now it seems to be escalating with Russia putting sanctions and hurting the West, not just the U.S., but also a lot of countries in the Euro and Ukraine. I still feel sorry for those people in Ukraine simply because, well, I don't really know what they can do. I feel bad for them. But, you know, there's going to be more coverage that we're going to have to take on this. Valentin, always enjoy talking to you. Thank you for your insights. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, that conversation with Valentin Schmidt was very, very interesting. He's a very, very bright guy, and, I mean, that's obviously how he got to be the business editor of the Epoch Times. But it's, you know, you have to look at all sides of every story, and I thought that his comments, Corey, pertaining to the sanctions vis-a-vis Russia, I think were very, very interesting, and the total effects of those sanctions. We are chatting right now in it kind of as a preview to a trip that I'm going to be taking down to visit the North Idaho North Resources project in Nevada. I'm going to be going down there with, gosh, who's going down? Rick Ackerman is going down. Chris Temple is going down. Sean Broderick is going to be flying out from New York. He's going to be going down. Doc is going to be going down. Why are we going down there? Well, number one, interest of full disclosure, I have to say that I am a shareholder. I bought stock out of the open market a couple of months ago in Idaho North Resources. Mark Frelick, the president of the company, is a really good guy. And kind of in anticipation of this trip, which is going to be happening a week from tomorrow, Sunday, we decided that we would get Toby Mancuso to join Corey and I and Mark just to talk a little bit about his background and what's going on with Idaho North down in Nevada. Toby is a geologist who is involved in development and mine operations. He's been working in exploration, operations, and management for various mining companies for about 35 years. He was a president and CEO of Western Goldfields, which is a company that has changed its name now to New Gold Incorporated. He was responsible for the purchase of the operating Mesquite Gold and Silver Mine from Newmont. So this guy knows what he's doing. There's no question about that. What exactly are you going to be doing with Idaho North, Toby?
Well, I'm going to be assisting with management, planning, any corporate activities that are directed toward exploration and development of their projects.
This, by the way, is a bit of a remote, and so we hope the audio is coming through, okay. Toby is at a remote location in Nevada right now, so we're doing the best that we can. Let's get an overall picture of what Idaho North is doing right now in terms of working in Nevada.
Okay, well, Idaho North is a company who has a very, very good project called the Eagleville Project, which is near the Rawhide Mine, which I started up for Kennecott back in 1989. The Eagleville is in a very prolific mining district. It's produced well over 1.5 million, if not near 2 million ounces of gold and over 10 million ounces of silver. And the Eagleville Project has very, very favorable geology, some of it similar to Rawhide. And what we're looking to do is, first of all, we've been involved in getting a permit, which we're going to be receiving approval for very soon for a drill program that we plan to initiate in September. And the focus on this project is to explore for high-grade gold veins, which we know have been historically produced in the past, very high-grade veins. Some of the historical data from the project indicates drill intercepts greater than 1 ounce per ton. So we're quite excited about this project. We feel that it has been underexplored. And so we're going to initiate a good plan this September with our first drilling program. Again, we expect to have the permits from the Bureau of Land Management very quickly. And it was a relatively easy permit because it is a historic mining district, has quite a bit of activity. And we think it has excellent potential.
Now, Mark, I want to throw the questions back over to you just for a little bit. There's no doubt that Toby is a great addition to the team. However, Idaho North has been moving forward quite nicely, I figure, since we started covering this company. Now, with a drill program right around the corner and Toby on the team, you have to be excited about what will be coming down. Can you give us any idea of maybe the time frame when we can expect some of these results to be released?
Well, that'll be all part of the, Harris Drilling is the company we're going to use out of Fallon, Nevada, getting out there, you know, and going through and setting up and getting those precious bags back into an analysis place and then, I'm guessing, somewhere between the time that the drill actually takes place, we get that stuff over there would be, 1 to 3 months. So we should have some good results back and stuff. So we're staying on track for what I call our company goals and objectives as far as, doing this calculated drill program to build up, we hope, a world-class resource in friendly old Nevada. And then part of this is just the aggressiveness of what we're doing. We want to keep an increased market awareness and exposure, not only within the mining sector, but outside the mining sector, to let people know what we've got going on.
virtually every time that we do any interviews with you, Mark, I think one thing that we need to stress is something that, that new listeners really need to be aware of here, and that is the close correlation between North Idaho and Coeur d'Alene Mines. Coeur d'Alene Mines owns almost 20% of North Idaho, and as you put out in your press release, a couple, 3 months ago, they are very, very closely following what you're doing in exploration. You are kind of an exploration arm of Coeur d'Alene Mines, if I'm not mistaken. Can you elaborate just a little bit on that for us?
Well, other than, you know, we've signed a letter of intent for an exploration alliance agreement with Coeur. And we're, you know, working some areas on some of our leased projects to enhance our position in one specific mining district, and then, you know, get our Exploration Alliance Agreement signed, work toward an earning agreement, and have a real good working relationship with Coeur d'Alene Mines.
Yeah, and that's important. There's no question about that. I mean, they are definitely a senior partner and a shareholder worth having, and I think they add credibility to your company. There's no question about that. Not that you need more credibility, but it's important. You know, it gives investors a sense of comfort when you have a large mining company and as sophisticated a mining company as that coming in. We've got about a minute left here. We said at the beginning that this was done as kind of in anticipation of a site visit that we're going to be doing a week from tomorrow in Nevada. Real quickly, what can all of us expect to see, Mark?
Well, I'm hoping that you'll, you know, get your feet on the ground, and we'll have some a little pick hammers for you, pick around there and stuff, and we'll go through some of the high-grade targeted drill intercepts, what we found already, what we're anticipating. You can actually see physically where we're going to be doing the drilling, and have a good time. We'll you know, pick you up early in the morning, go out there, and we'll probably go over to I want to show you where the Rawhide Mine is in relationship to the Eagleville project. I think you'll find that very, very interesting. And then have lunch, go back and have a barbecue over at Tom Calicrate's place, or at least you guys to go home on Tuesday, and hope you have a favorable report about what you see happening with Idaho North Resources.
Well, I know every one of us is very interested in coming down there. We've got a lot of faith in what you guys are doing. Do not construe that, ladies and gentlemen, as being investment advice, because it is not. And remember, I am a shareholder of Idaho North. Thanks, gentlemen. You guys, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I have our very expert forum this week right now. We're chatting with Rick Ackerman, Chris Temple, Gary Savage, Richard Postma, Doc, and Glenn Downs. Gary off mic brought up a very interesting subject that we would like to get input from the from our panel on, and that has to do with the technical aspects of where oil is positioned right now. And I guess, Doc, either you or Chris, or certainly Rick, are qualified to chat on that. Let's start with you, Rick. What do you think, man?
I don't claim to understand the forces that make oil move, but I can read a chart. And oil has been moving very precisely to the hit and pivot targets that I established with my own technical method. This morning's bounce in the September NYMEX contract came within 2 cents of a 95.28 target. And I can tell you without hesitation that any slippage below that 95.26 is going to all but guarantee more downside to 93.46. And I would say jot that down, because these oil has just been moving very precisely to my numbers. So I'm very confident in that. We could get a bounce here, but we didn't see much of one today from what stood to be a relatively important support. So I think if we slip lower tomorrow, we're absolutely going to 93.46, which in percentage terms would be a pretty significant fall from here.
Doc, there's no question that we have seen oil continue to fall. A lot of people out there think that oil should bounce back here sometime soon. What's the time frame that you're putting on oil to whether maybe go a lot lower or come back?
It appears from the charts I'm looking at, Corey, that it's going lower. I would say Rick's 93.6, if that's what he said, is a pretty good bet here. And I think we're going to have, just looking at what I'm looking at, I would say we've got another 2 weeks probably to go on this. maybe even 3 weeks.
Gary, you posed a question. You say you're not a technical guy. You're a timing guy. I don't know if I phrased your question properly, but if I didn't, you know, correct me and get Chris to weigh in on this, maybe in a bit of a chat with you here.
Well, what I'm looking at is the cycle timing. The last daily cycle ran really long at 53 days. So usually that's followed by a short cycle. The current cycle count on oil for the daily cycle is at 22 days as of today. The intermediate cycle is also running very long. So I'm going to guess that we're going to get a bottom to this daily and intermediate cycle sometime between tomorrow and, let's say, sometime in the next 8 days would be my guess. And if Rick has a target at 93.46, I think he said, then that's probably where I would look for a bottom sometime in the next, like I said, next 8 days. And then I think oil has the potential for probably the best trending move of anything after we get that intermediate bottom.
Chris, we already chatted to you about some of the, well, the energy sector and oil in particular. If you have any more comments, please weigh in on that. But I also want to get your input on how you think a falling oil price, if it does continue to fall, will affect the precious metals.
Well, Corey, we talked about a lot of the fundamentals behind this and some of the things driving this downward move earlier. I weigh in with these guys. I think we're nearing the bottom. There's a long-term chart I look at. In fact, I've got it in front of me as we're speaking here, going back all the way to the year 2000. And with the minor exception of both the high and the low, the extreme high and low of crude oil, you know, right before and then right after the financial crisis where it had spiked up to 140 and then crashed down into the 30s, if you take out those two extremes, oil has been an extremely reliable upward channel for 15 years. And when you get in the low 90s, you're at the bottom of that channel. I don't think we'll go below that for a variety of reasons, because if we go much lower in price, all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing some of this marginal production start to come to a halt. So this, like what has happened in a lot of the metals markets, the supply-demand thing of, you know, low prices curing an oversupply will happen almost in a blink of an eye with oil. And we're not even talking about if any of these trouble spots flare up more than what the market anticipates.
Glenn, I'm curious, in terms of conversations about energy, I mean, it's got to be a subject that's brought up almost on a daily basis back in your neck of the woods, which, of course, is, you know, the Hill, Capital Washington, D.C.
Well, it is, Al, but not in the way that you guys were just discussing it. There are sort of two schools of thought around here. One is the prevailing school of thought is that we're in this new energy era and that there is this fracking miracle that's taking place and tight oil and the like, so that we are going to become the new Saudi Arabia. And that's kind of the prevailing sentiment around here, but I think it's just because what people want to believe. But there is a pretty significant minority of folks who take the position that I've heard Chris Temple, for example, enumerate that this tight oil miracle is not quite nearly as miraculous as people think it's going to be, and we might be getting near some sort of a peak in production in the next couple of years, and at that point, a whole different set of problems kicks in. And interesting interplays between price of oil, debt, resource availability, and that plays into this whole issue of war and peace and resource wars, and it's not a pretty picture.
Doc, how about a quick comment from you? Do you think companies here in the U.S. and maybe the Fed in general want to see a lower oil price, or do they want it higher?
Boy, that's an excellent question, because they probably would like inflation. And a higher oil price along with other resources would probably guarantee that inflation from a commodity standpoint. And but yet, with the population having difficulty, a lot of them even living from paycheck to paycheck, they would like to see a lower price, because they certainly don't want to see gasoline getting out of hand as far as that price, because because it's something that we all use, and people already are having trouble meeting their ends in the middle class. And so from that perspective, they would not like it. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, I would say.
Well, I'll tell you, talk about being caught between a rock and a hard spot. You and Judy were just out here a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if you noticed, you probably haven't gotten the bill from Kathy yet for half the gas that we burned up showing you guys around here. We're paying $4.25 a gallon out here for gas for our cars, which is to me that's. That's a little scary, and you know, gets much higher than that, and I'm going to be riding my bicycle a whole lot more than I'm riding it right now. Gary, you brought this thing up when we were talking off mic. We got just about a minute left here. I'd like you to wrap it up for us, if you would, just with a final comment about the energy sector and what you're telling your readers.
Well, I just think that once this intermediate cycle completes this downward move, I think there's going to be an upward rally in oil, and I think that probably has the potential to be the best trending trade maybe for the second half of the year, although I'm sure they'll try and knock it down a little bit right in front of the elections. But we need to get this final intermediate cycle bottom in place before that happens. But I think there's a lot of potential in oil once that bottom is formed.
Well, that's what a lot of our guests have been talking about. Chris, you're probably the biggest bull that I'm aware of in terms of what's the potential for investors in the energy sector. Okay, we're going to be right back. Gary is going to be checking off the panel, for lack of better terms. So Corey and I are going to be chatting with Rick, Chris, Doc, and Glenn. And we're going to be talking more about the Muslim situation. We have a call that we're going to issue at the beginning of that segment. And I got to tell you, it isn't just a joke. It isn't much of anything other than a plea. Okay, so stick around.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show. Corey and I are chatting with Dr. Postma, Glenn Downs, Chris Temple, and Rick Ackerman. And we have something that just we really want to stress in this last segment on the show, and that is I want to know why, quote-unquote, moderate Muslims aren't speaking out en masse in the press and simply stating that what a lot of people, a lot of folks of their faith are doing right now is simply wrong. I have not heard that. You occasionally hear little snippets, but I've never heard a groundswell coming from a very largely populated faith that what, for example, the Islamic army is doing is despicable. What, for example, some of the Sunnis are doing is despicable, etc., etc. I hear a lot of people saying you're painting the Muslims with too broad a brush. I'm not painting anybody with a broad brush. I just want to know why these folks aren't coming out en masse, if there are so many of them, and saying enough is enough. Rick, let's start out with you. You're pretty opinionated on this issue.
Well, sometimes in discussions with my wife, she's made the point that if Muslim women all rose up at the same time and, let's say, boycotted their husbands sexually, that they could bring the excesses of the jihadist movement to a grinding halt. And the problem is, and I think this actually applies in the political sphere, the radical Muslims have enforced a campaign of fear so overwhelmingly powerful that it takes real courage to resist. So that if you talk about moderate Muslims who would just as soon be left alone to practice their faith, it takes enormous courage, really, to stand up and say, in effect, well, everything that you understand from the Prophet is wrong. You know, we are a peaceful religion, and what happens? They wind up getting beheaded. You know, the Muslims themselves, the radical Islamists, think of Muslims who are insufficiently fervent as being apostates. You know, they may as well be Christians as moderate Muslims. So I think that's it. It just the moderate Muslims, to the extent they're out there, and there must be some because there are, I think, 1.4 billion Muslims on the earth. They're too scared to speak out.
Doc, what really scares me about this issue is actually what is the fundamental basis of the Muslim faith, that being the Quran. there are some pretty strong words in there and some pretty firm beliefs that when you really read into it, and I know that you've done a lot of research on this, it is a scary aspect of what some of these people believe. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Corey, Islam is really a repressive belief system. And in the first days of Islam, Muhammad linked obedience to himself with obedience to God. He started out in Mecca, and when he originally started to write, it was really a religious type of writing that he did. But then he moved north to Medina, and it became more political. And he would also often write something that was in contradistinction to what he had written earlier. And you have to understand that Muslims are infallible. You'll never really hear a Muslim admit that they have made a mistake. And the mere fact that they are Muslim makes their every error pardonable. And it's because of this Mecca and Medina difference in what he says and contradicts himself that they can do something that adheres to part of the Quran, even though it's contradicted later on. But it's still pardonable if they take an action. And they testify that there's no God but God, and that Muhammad is a messenger of God. And as long as Muslim continues to repeat the profession of faith, he will continue to be a Muslim. And no crime he might commit against others can diminish this. So they can do about anything they want, and it's acceptable according to the Quran.
Having said that, everybody needs to be aware of one thing, and that is that none of us are theologians. We're pretty well-informed people about events, but none of us are actual theologians. So if anybody in the audience feels that we're way off base, sure like to hear about that in our comment section. We've got two folks left here, and we've got about 6 minutes here. I'm sorry, we've got about 4 minutes left here. So I'd like to flip over to you, Chris, and then if you, Glenn, could wrap it up for us. But Chris, elaborate on what your thoughts are on this. You are pretty religion savvy, for lack of better terms.
Well, let me say this real quick, and I'll try and be as brief as I can. If outsiders were to look, let's say, I don't mean to pick on specifically, but say a real fundamentalist Christian, rah-rah, King James version of the Bible, et cetera, I believe in the literal interpretation of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Well, you could say to that person, well, then you think we should go out right now and kill homosexuals. And if Christians marry outside their race and their faith, we should kill them and their spouses. Well, those fundamentalists would quickly backtrack. I don't believe any such thing. And they probably don't. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't know what they believe, when truth be told. So I think we need to be careful in saying that all Muslims believe in what the Quran says, number one. Number two, unlike a lot of people who are conservative and Christian, I probably read as much left-wing and progressive literature as I do right-wing. And I certainly do see in that media a lot of Arabs, a lot of Muslims who do not believe in what is going on in other parts of the world as far as the violence and so forth. The trouble is that the establishment media, even, let alone the conservative media, wants us all to believe that they're the bad guys, because after all, if we can have wars and if we can have incursions in a countries, the oil companies, the bankers, and the military industrial complex do pretty darn well.
Glenn, let's bring you in on this. Where do you stand on the whole situation? First of all, with what we've been talking about, but then also with how we can deal and get both sides of the story of what is going on over there in the Middle East.
Well, the first thing to do to get to both sides of the story or more sides of the story on this or any other question is not confine yourself to the mainstream media. We've got a controlled media now, and maybe it was always the case to an extent, but boy, it's really the case now. So people have to really just reach out to not only things like the Corlin Economics Report, and just don't take anybody's word for anything. Do investigation for yourself. Don't even take my word for anything, for Pete's sake. But that being said, there's no question that there is, within Islam, there is a kind of a conquering strain of Islam that seems to cross across the various different sects, but it is clearly the case, like if you take the ISIS situation, it's clearly the case that all Muslims do not support that, and they're not only not saying things, they're not only saying that, that you've actually got Kurdish Muslims right now literally firing rifles at ISIS. And you've got Shia Islam Muslims firing rifles at ISIS. And because ISIS thinks that they are apostate. They, you know, so one of the things that if we talked a little bit off mic that I think it would behoove everybody, this doesn't solve the underlying questions and underlying problems, is people need to become a lot more familiar with the rivalries within Islam, if for no other reason, just to inform us better when you have media and policymakers in the United States trying to get the U.S. Involved on one side or the other, or more deeply involved into the whole situation, so we at least know what we're talking about. And frankly, too often, I think people have just sort of, we've marched blindly into these situations and made things worse. I'm a Christian. I know, for example, for Christians in Iraq and in Syria and in Egypt, the United States involvement in those countries have made things far worse for the minority Christian Arabs in those countries. So before we go in trying to do more quote-unquote good deeds, we need to at least inform ourselves a little bit better about the situation that we're getting into.
It's really a never-ending story, isn't it? It's so sad, and it all stems from, unfortunately, free will, and it all stems from man's inhumanity to man. I will repeat one thing, though, at the end of the show, and that is, I would certainly applaud the fact of more, or the action of more moderate Muslims standing up and saying what's going on is incorrect, what's going on needs to be stopped. What do you folks out there think?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.